there was a ruling and error, and we can only base our decisions on what was in the decision of record. What was, did I say that right? The decision record, right? Decision of record. So whatever's listed on any appeal that we ever look at, we are restricted to what those are listed. So it's up to the planning and zoning. I mean, they could put 1,000 things or they could put one thing. So when it comes to us, we have to look at what's listed. So
okay.
It's irrelevant at this point.
It's one of our strongest arguments. I'd be happy to. But anything else for me, or do we need to hear from Wayne, or can I excuse him?
I think I'm good.
I don't have any questions.
Any more for me? Thank you.
All right. So, is there anybody here that would like to speak to or against this project? Okay, so what we're going to do is we'll limit it to 5 minutes, and one at a time. If you'll come up to the podium and say your name, and we'll go from there.
Hi, my name's Daniel Chestnut. I live in the neighborhood off of Yates Road. I also own a piece of property.
Track of land. It's 6+ acres of land. 6.89 approximately. It's close to 7. And the only access to this property is through Ruby's Rest. Now, I find it shocking and appalling that Mr. Dorch would have the audacity to refer to the board to tell the board that my property, refer to it as a gully, attempting to influence your decision on the value of my property as being not that much.
Can you point to your house again? I'm sorry, I missed the...
My house?
Yes.
I actually live here, on this property.
Oh, okay.
But I own this tract of land.
Okay, sorry, I just had misunderstood you, so I just want to make sure I stay on the same page.
I fear that he's trying to devalue my property in your minds by calling it a gully, therefore saying that it's not usable. That land is big enough to develop 3 property homes. Originally, I was going to develop it with another partner who's not in the picture anymore, but 3 home sites. And my fear now with this complex going in is my ability to do that is not what it used to be. I mean, my fear is, how am I going to sell that property? How am I going to develop that property where the only access through it is through a nightly rental compound or a
treehouse compound or a cabin compound or whatever you want to refer to it as.
Can you show me where your easement is to get to your property?
Well, Ruby's Rest is the only available way into the property.
Is it a public road at this point, right?
Ruby's Rest?
Yes.
Is it a public road? I don't know. I thought it was
I'm sure it is.
It's a private road with a...
If you stop me talking while you talk to him.
Public road.
Yeah, okay. It's privately owned. Yeah.
But it is public?
No.
No, it does not have
no,
a public.
No, it's got its own parcel ID.
Oh.
If it's dedicated to the public, it'd be taken off the tax books.
Yeah, it's in Dorchester.
It may have an easement on it, but it's owned.
Okay, that's irrelevant. I just want to make sure I'm just trying to get a clear picture. So,
well, that's my major concern is the value of my property being devalued as a result of this complex development. We've all made the comments before. This is a residential area, and it's been a residential area for ever since I've been here, 10, 11 years. I moved here because this was a quaint bedroom environment. I mean, peaceful, not commercial. And this type of a development, first of all, last time he said, how much time I got? 2.5 minutes? He said that he'd done a survey saying that the Branson area was underserved. And has he presented you with any documents to show that?
Well, again, tonight we're just here for the appeal on the the water and the economy.
Okay, so,
that's planning and zoning.
Am I wasting my breath here telling you about my fears?
You're free to speak anything you want to.
All right. Well, you just told me I couldn't talk about.
No, I'm just telling you what the topic is that we're covering for the appeal. Okay. We're here for an appeal.
Well, the topic is, I think it's going to hurt my ability to sell my property. It's currently for sale. However, if you approve this and this is a commercialized zone, then I guess I would have no other option than to market my property as commercial as well and raise the price, double the price. I see no benefit to the additional homes right now because in my opinion, I don't think that he is filling his the bed and breakfast rooms that he has available to him now. I don't think that he's at capacity. He may say he is. I don't see the evidence, in my opinion. I also would like to remind the board that Mr. Dorch is not an attorney. And he can stand here and quote law to you and give you what he thinks is legal and not a legal opinion. And that is speculation on his part, and it's nothing more than his opinion. I can do the same thing, but it would have no value because it's my opinion. It's not a legal opinion. Just like the board to keep that in mind. Everything that he's talking to you about, it being legal and not legal, is his opinion. And it should be taken as such.
Okay.
I don't see any benefit to the community in our neighborhood, especially with this development, and I think it would be devastating to our residential area.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else would like to speak tonight? Go ahead.
Good evening. I'm Greg Altum. I live at 175 Live Oak Lane in the East Fork subdivision. Right here, just for reference. And I was able to attend the original hearing online or whatever to listen to it and so forth. I understand that we're sticking to the two topics at question, when it was denied or we're appealing here, and I'm not going to try to speak to the water. I'm no expert there, and I'm in construction, so I know that engineers know what their calculations are, and I'm not going to challenge all that. But I am going to kind of speak to, and you can tell me at any time when it's not relevant or not, is the condo scenario. What I see in the development that was a concern to me, and let me preface this with, I've been around this stuff before, and I know people get frustrated with projects and want to deny them, but I'm also an advocate of citizens trying to make use of their land and make profitable business or whatever they need to do, as long as it's all compatible with everything else in the area. And I don't want to be the guy that's trying to control that. But the only thing I see with what's being addressed is in this area here, and I think there's a problem here that the access and the traffic has really never been dealt with. I've lived there for 15 plus years, and we've gotten this road taken in by the county to, I forget which class, but it's chip and seal. But over the years, this intersection of Live Oak, Hampton, and Ruby's Rest, it's kind of became a crisscross, So my concern is that, if something like this is going to go on, let's get that addressed. I mean, I think it was given a little bit of lip service in the original hearing, but that's something I'll fight whether this thing goes forward or not. That needs to be dealt with. I know because I've lived there forever. I get that. There's no stop signs. There's not one on Live Oak or any kind of signage anyway. But you just kind of need to look left, right, left, and further right, just in case. And so if we start adding all these other units in there, and I know that there's going to be, 15, there could be 24 cars coming in at a time. So sticking to the grounds of what you guys are here to hear tonight, that was what I wanted to add, that I felt like that had not been adequately addressed. And it's not, I think it's an easement through there for the Dorches, but
I don't haven't seen a good plan. I mean, I think the concept drawing that they have kind of shows some sort of access there, but I think there needs to be, I mean, I would ask that there be some more detail on that and requirements that happen if this is going to go forth. Otherwise, I think we actually got kind of a really hazardous situation getting ready to happen there. Hampton Road's a whole other story, but, you know, it's Taney County. There's other roads that are pretty narrow. It's pretty tight and tree-lined, and right now people walk it, and it's kind of a walking trail. So, I mean, I just hope with the increased traffic, I mean, I know it's not going to be a huge resort-type traffic, but it will be increased. So I just wanted that entrance to really be addressed is what I wanted to say tonight if this thing moves forward.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else want to speak tonight?
Sure. My name's Randy Earhart, and I live on 150 Live Oak Lane. And it's kind of on the, when we heard about the appeal coming up and stuff like that, and it says, we're talking about this issue, and we're talking about this issue. That kind of handcuffs us from when we've had the first board meeting and stuff like that, because there was multiple questions brought up about the HOA. Who is the HOA? They were going to go individual deeded lots and stuff like that, which breaks it down to a timeshare thing, which one of the representatives didn't like. So it wasn't only the sewer and the water and stuff that was just handed down to you guys for the appeal and stuff. There was a lot of other issues involved. Greg pointed out the same thing. And at this intersection, now, if we've got many rental people coming in here who aren't used to the area, who don't drive the road normally and stuff like that, this is our school bus stop right here. This is where all the kids congregate in the school bus. And I said, going back into safety issues and stuff, if you're going to go out on a fishing expedition, you're coming out of the Ruby's Rest because you're staying in one of the cabins and stuff, and you're going to go out there at 5 or 6 in the morning and stuff like that. And just coming through this area, if you're not familiar with it, this is kind of a blind intersection where it opens up right here, and then we've got mailboxes in the middle of the street while the kids hang at the mailboxes. We were worried about safety concerns and stuff like that. If you'd like to get a hold of the transportation at the Branson School District, my wife would be happy to hook you up with what you got to talk to and stuff. But they've dropped a lot of the things. They says he came back in and we were talking about occupancy rates. He said he's had over 100 weddings there. He's owned the place for what, a year and a half? We've never seen anybody down there. But if this gets approved, and like Greg says, when they're coming through, that's one of the big concerns. I mean, we got school bus kids there and stuff like that, and there's a lot of kids in our neighborhood that these three houses all gather here. All the kids from this neighborhood and this neighborhood come down here, and they all meet at the school bus. And you got them at different times. You've got high schoolers who are earlier in the morning when it's dark out and stuff. You've got kindergartners out there that come at like 6:30 to 7:30 and stuff like that. That's what we were concerned about. But there was a lot of stuff that, you know, it's convenient to come up and say, okay, we're going to talk about the water thing. Well, us as homeowners, you know, we're not going to hire an engineer to find out if his unit has to have 20 gallons a minute or 30 gallons a minute. And I'd like to see the engineer again, just from one statement and stuff like that. Let's say they filled up all the cabins. And Ruby's Rest, the original Hummingbird bed and breakfast, only has 3 rooms. They're up above the garage. In their presentation, they listed as 9 units. Okay, even if it was 9 units, which it's only 3, because I painted a couple of them when it was built. But nobody knew that. If everybody's at capacity, is that water, then I think we should have a hydrologist out here, the DNR, and another engineer. And since we're not going to foot the bill for it and stuff like that, we figure if they're going to do it, let's say they're at capacity. They said 2 people per cabin, and then the tree houses. Let's say they go all the capacity. Is that water going to meet the capacity of everybody being there all at once? I don't think it will. That's just my opinion.
But I'd like to see something in hard paper and stuff like that and saying, okay, this tip